Lord God, open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts, that we may together hear and receive your word, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please sit down. Well, are you a Tigger or an Eeyore personality? Are you always looking at the positive side of things, or do you always see the dangers? Do you say the positive, I am, or do you say the negative, I am not? I'm not one of those people who. It's easy to do, isn't it? I can remember as a teacher in a big comprehensive, you catch a child doing something wrong and they'd immediately say, it wasn't me, miss, even if I caught them red-handed. Something a little like that has been happening with the very sorry story of the Australian cricket team. The original story was that the ball was being cleaned with a polishing cloth. It's eventually turned out to be sandpaper. I'm not the one. It's such an easy thing to say, and yet it leads down a highly problematic path of deception. How can you be yourself when you're trying to be someone else? Jesus behaves in a wholly different way. When the guards came looking for him, he didn't try to hide or say that he was someone else. Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing that all was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. Jesus is confident. He knows what is about to happen. It's pretty clear that this armed group is coming to arrest him. Yet he is confident and he is calm. The gospel says that in response, the guards all fell to the ground. Now, we had some notes on these passages as we put together this I Am series. And on this passage, it pointed towards a Jewish midrash, which is a kind of legend, that said that Moses used the divine name in front of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh fell to the ground. So what do we have here? There's tremendous irony. This armed guard were coming after an unarmed man, and yet they fell down before him. Because he was the great I Am. They couldn't help themselves. Only Jesus is in command of this situation. He is the real leader in this narrative. That's another irony, since the story is about his arrest. Most people in that sort of situation would have been focused on themselves and the crisis that they found themselves in, but not Jesus. Again, Jesus asked them, "Who is it that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told them that I am he. I told you that I am he. If you're looking for me, let these other men go." His concern is for his disciples. And the gospel says that it happened so that it would fulfill a prophecy. "I've not lost any one of those that you gave me." So that is Jesus. Peter, in contrast, is a man of panic. He has a sword and he manages to cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, his slave, in fact. It's a pretty stupid thing to do and likely to escalate the situation. Jesus is determined to go forward on this path of destiny. And he commands Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" Then Jesus is bound and led away first to Annas and then to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now there's a strange bit in the text where we're told that Peter follows Jesus with another disciple who is known to the high priest. And because of that, he's able to get entrance to the high priest's courtyard, and Peter gets entrance there as well. So here they both are inside the high priest's house with a group of servants and officials gathered around the fire in the courtyard. Now this was Peter's worst moment. "You aren't the one that this man's disciples too, are you?" the servant girl asked Peter. Peter replied, "I am not." Notice the irony here. Jesus is the great I am. Peter had become the I am not. I am not that man. "It's not me, miss. It was only a cleaning cloth. It wasn't me." How often does that lie ring out? Meanwhile, inside the house, Jesus is being questioned. He emphasizes that he always taught openly. He is not taught in secret. Now, at that time, there were groups that had secret teaching. You had to be initiated into them, and they had secret things that weren't shared. Jesus made it clear that he has been public in his teaching. He takes responsibility for his words and his actions. Back in the courtyard, Peter continues his I am not. Two more challenges, two more I am nots, and the cock crows. So is the cock crowing in any part of our lives? Is the cock crowing in any part of your life? Maybe it's that tendency towards the negative. It can so easily happen and become a habit. Reading the words of Jesus can help to turn that around, to focus again on being positive. You can't look at Jesus without realizing what a positive personality is. And that can give you the confidence to look forward with hope and not fear. The Lord your God will be with you, whatever the future may hold. Maybe the cock is crowing on something that you're keeping hidden from others, and even that really you're trying to keep it hidden from yourself, trying to push it back, push it down. Something that you need to face up to. Easter is a very good time to do that. It might be to start by talking to someone that you trust. Maybe you can hear the cock crowing for somebody you know well and care about. That's much more difficult to respond to. You need to pray for guidance. The person themselves needs to have their eyes opened and their ears opened to hear that call. But whatever our own I am nots, and I think we all have them, the wonderful news of Easter is that we have the perfect I am giving himself for us. Jesus died for all our knots, for all our shortcomings, for all our wrongdoings, for everything that is negative in us. And he rose again to enable us to receive forgiveness, to be made new in him, to have the confidence as we go forward in our lives of knowing that the journey is towards a life more wonderful than we can ever imagine. So whether you are a Tigger or an Eeyore, whatever the knots are in your life, this Easter you can reach out to Christ. And he will reach out to you. He's been reaching out all the time. And you can find that great I am. And in that, you can find the great yes and positive in yourself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.